Costa Ricans began casting ballots Sunday in an election with a record 25 candidates vying to succeed outgoing President Carlos Alvarado. But the voting is unlikely to produce an outright winner, and a second round is scheduled for April. No candidate is expected to win more than 40% of votes, the threshold to avoid a runoff between the two top vote-getters, according to the latest polling. All 57 seats of the Legislative Assembly are also up for grabs. The Speaker of Tunisia's parliament, which was suspended last year, Sunday rejected a decision by President Kais Saied to dissolve the North African country's Supreme Judicial Council. The Speaker said in a statement signed by the Presidency of the House of Representatives that he opposed the interference. Tunisia's Association of Judges said Sunday that President Kais Saied's decision to dissolve the North African country's Supreme Judicial Council was a dangerous and unprecedented retreat from constitutional gains it has made. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson Sunday declared a state of emergency to help deal with an unprecedented 10-day occupation by protesting truckers that has shut down much of the core of the Canadian capital. Protesters have paralyzed downtown Ottawa for the past 9 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags and some saying they wanted to dissolve Canada's government. Police said they'd charged 4 people with hate crimes and were investigating threats against public figures jointly with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a movement against a Canadian vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but has turned into a rallying point against public health measures and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government.